The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
.745, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Richard Nelson, Louisiana Revenue Secretary, talk about the special session that is unfolding and the governor's tax reform plan. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Tell me where you stand now with the special session and where you thought you'd be and how your original plan, and I said you were the architect of it, I think that's accurate, has changed or morphed, has it?
I think it's still pretty much intact. I mean, I think we've been kind of constantly making amendments, but that's, I think, expected almost with any legislation, let alone, you know, this is a lot of moving parts. I think our original package we sent out to the legislators was about 500 pages, so there is a lot in there. But we're right on track to where we want to be. We're about a little bit less than halfway through the session, and we passed the first couple bills out through the to the House yesterday, and they're headed over to the Senate. We have a few more bills in the committee this morning, in the Ways and Means Committee, the Tax Committee on the House this morning, and hopefully we'll get those bills through the House by the end of the week and over to the Senate so that we can go through the Senate committees and the Senate floor next week.
I get a couple of texts here from people, and you can address this in general. Basically, what they're saying is you're just moving money around. You lower a tax on one side, then you add a tax on the other side, so is there really a difference? Take me through the plan and what the goal is here, Richard, if you would.
Sure. So Louisiana has a very uncompetitive tax code. It's not that we tax people too much, really. It's really that we really just make it as difficult as possible in order to raise that revenue. And that's really what I think really holds us back. You know, we have a lot of taxes that are really uncompetitive that most other states have gotten rid of or phased out. And so what we're trying to do is, one, give a tax cut. So we actually do, you know, reduce the state revenue by hundreds of millions of dollars. So that is, there is an actual reduction in state revenue. But we do that, I say, in a smart way, in that we're trying to raise the money in from, you know, not taxing people's income. We're trying to use some funds that currently are locked up in the Constitution, some to pay down debt, some to just give the legislature more flexibility so that we can give some tax cuts with some of this recurring corporate money that we've been just kind of piling up over the last couple of years. We put like $3 billion in our savings accounts or more over the last couple of years. And so we, you know, like to use that to give people some tax cuts and I think just have more responsible budgeting. And so it's relatively complicated, but it is a net tax cut. Everybody in the state will have a net income tax reduction. They'll see more money in their paychecks. But it is just trying to simplify the system so that we have, you know, low, simple, and fair taxes as opposed to this very complex and very uncompetitive system that we've built over the last 100 years.
So it's not, well, let me ask it this way then. The goal, at the end of all of this, the goal would be to give people an income tax cut to cut spending if you're going to cut revenue, and if so, how are you going to make up the difference unless I'm missing something, if it's not revenue neutral?
Sure. So right now, the way that we have it, we have our the structure for our severance tax, like mineral revenue from oil and gas, and our corporate collections from our corporate income and corporate franchise tax, they all basically go into an account. Any amounts over $600 million go into this, basically, it's kind of a savings account. We can spend it if we want to, but the idea is that it give more flexibility from that in that account and use some of that extra money to give tax cuts. So that's where most of the net loss comes from. Mm-hmm. There is a reduction of $100 million or so dollars from the general fund. And that's going to have to be worked out as we kind of these bills come through the process about exactly how much money that, you know, we're willing to accept in a revenue loss, because there will be some spending cuts associated with that. But at the end of the day, it's really to make the state more competitive and eventually grow. And I think that's been kind of the struggle in Louisiana for a very long time, is that we basically fight over these shrinking pieces of the pie instead of trying to grow the pie. And so this whole plan would take us basically from the bottom in tax policy and business climate to the top of the list across the states. So it really would be kind of a sea change in how Louisiana does business. And I think you're going to see significant growth from that.
You know, one thing I realize, we've got to take a break here, but when you talk about taxing grass-cutting services, we see so many, no disrespect to anybody, but we see so many services where people are driving around with lawnmowers on trailers and this grass-cutting service to that grass-cutting service. As it stands now, they pay income tax, but they pay no or collect no sales tax for the state on that service, and that's one of the things you're going to tax, Richard? Or looking to tax?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's the same, I think, with, you know, somebody that sells bracelets out of their garage. Right now, they're subject to the sales tax. And, I mean, if they're selling, you know, a couple of bracelets, then it's not really a big deal. I mean, I think there's always people that may or may not, you know, collect the tax that they're, mm-hmm. they're supposed to collect. But really, most of the thing is, most of the sales come from, like, for a retailer, it's like Walmart or, a few big operations. And I think it's the same with almost all of those services, including, you know, landscaping. It's going to be mostly big, you know, big commercial operations that you would get most of the revenue from. And I think it's the same with any aspect of the sales tax.
All right, let me take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about inventory tax and what Representative Bayham had to say yesterday about St. Bernard Parish. Also, we'll talk about film credits. 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWO. All right, 7:57, couple of minutes left with Richard Nelson, Louisiana Revenue Secretary. Richard, when it comes to the inventory tax, man, I've been talking about this a lot, trying to understand. Representative Bayham said St. Bernard's, he said, spoiler alert, or quote him, they're going to opt out of it. So I don't understand how, if parishes have the ability to opt out, how that's really going to help. Take me through that process with the inventory tax.
Sure. So the inventory tax is one of the most uncompetitive taxes we have. So Louisiana is only one of only a few states that taxes business inventory. That means that basically when, you know, you have a can of SpaghettiOs on the shelf at Walmart, there's a property tax that gets levied on that. Same thing as if there's a car at a car dealer, he gets charged property tax for having the car sitting on the lot. Even though there'll be sales tax when it's sold, but just sitting on the lot, you get a property tax. And so that applies to every business in the state. We're one of the only states that have it, and it's very uncompetitive way of raising revenue, right? So the inventory tax, what we're proposing is to let local governments actually opt out of levying that. So currently, there's no exemption for business property, for business inventory, and so we would basically create that through the constitutional amendment, allow locals to just opt out of levying that tax, which would make them much more competitive for attracting business and industry and bringing good jobs here. And so, and in order to do that, we actually give them an incentive, and we offer them up to 3 years of their collections or $15 million to make that election. And so I think a lot of parishes are interested. I think a lot of parishes recognize kind of the uncompetitive
The end result, I'm looking at the clock here, Richard, the end result is you're going to have parish competing against parish for business. Accurate?
To some extent that will happen. I mean, but right now it's just all Louisiana is losing the competition with other states who don't levy the tax.
And real quick, let me get the film tax credits, because I was talking to Jason Wagons back yesterday. He was talking about what an economic boon it was to the state. Your thoughts on this?
You know, the film program, we treated just like all of our other credit incentive programs, and that we thought that they needed to have a deeper review. And so we sunset them all starting in June 30th of next year. And basically just to have a deeper review, because the taxpayers really don't get a very good return. It's about 10 cents on the dollar or less. And so we're trying to make sure that, you know, we run the state more like a business, to give the taxpayers the best bang for their buck.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Richard Nelson. I hope you come back. Ronald Surpass joins us as we come back. There's some shenanigans going on with the, or maybe not, with the promotion process in New Orleans Parish with NOPD.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.